Good morning. When Pastor Dean asked me to think about being on the stewardship committee this year and to possibly speak at the Minute for Mission, my first instinct was to say, heck no. I have a horrible fear of public speaking that gets worse every year, but then Dean pulled at my heartstrings, which he does, and said, Gina, just talk about what the church means to you. So that's when I gave his request serious thought, because this church has meant a lot to our family, to John and me, over the years. All of our kids were baptized right here. Many of you were here to witness those. Our kids then started their preschool years at Stay and Play. Then as the kids grew, they went to Sunday school, they went to Logos, and two of them have completed Chrysalis. In many ways, this church has been like a second home to our family. I recently asked our kids what the first thing they thought of when I said the State College Presbyterian Church. I said, what comes to mind? And they said it was a place they could go if they ever felt lost, that it was a place they could go that they know that people would love and support them no matter what. They also said they were grateful for the friendships that they'd made at this church, either through youth group or years and years of attending Sunday school. That reminded me of Confirmation Sunday last spring, when so many of our church family came up and laid hands on those kids, showing their love and support to all of them. Our story is not unique. We're just one of hundreds of families in this church who I know have had wonderful and positive experiences here. This church helps those in their darkest hour, those who are suffering or enduring hardships. It helps those who feel lost and need help being found. But it's also here for renewal, for personal growth, and to help spread love in our families and beyond. In the bigger picture, this church is remarkable in ways where it reaches out to help others. Some easy examples of this are our involvement in Out of the Cold every winter, Christmas in July, my favorite, the community Christmas dinner, and most recently, our involvement with Hekima Church in Kenya. These things make me so proud to be a member of this church. Probably every one of you could come up here and share an example of how this church has helped you or made a positive impact in your life. We hope that you'll reflect on those examples and those personal experiences as you consider how you can support the church in the coming year. Thank you for your time.